Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Washington steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Cowens scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to third for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. White reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Potek goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Brett moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor pinch runs for Don Kessinger. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Ron Schuler now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. White moves to third. McRae moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. McRae scores. It's 10-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock scores. Porter moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12 to nothing, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.